Welcome into the exclusive, everyone. I am John Harris, football analyst and sideline reporter, getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers on Battle Red Day on Sunday. I don't know if there are any surprises in store as there were last year on Battle Red Day in that, one, the Texans wore red and blue for the first time ever, and two, Tom Savage came in the ballgame last year after a couple of interceptions by starter Brock Osweiler. Pulled that one out of the fire, 21-20, in a game the Texans desperately needed to have, and what exciting afternoon it was. This one, I don't know if it'll have as much excitement, but it is San Francisco 49ers. And one of the things about the Texans playing NFC teams at home since 2015, in 2015, the Texans played the Buccaneers and the Saints, went 2-0 at home. Last year, they played the Bears and the Lions, went 2-0 at home. This year, they've played the Cardinals, 1-0 at home. The Texans have won five straight against NFC teams at home. Hopefully that'll stick on Sunday against the 49ers, who come in here with a very young roster. Start as many as four, well, depending on personnel, as many as four rookies on the defensive side of the ball. They start Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, who is starting for, I believe, this will be the fourth time in his career in 4 years. Backed up Tom Brady, started two games for the Patriots in 2016. Then he got hurt. Tom Brady took back over, won a championship. Garoppolo was then traded halfway through the year. Started last week for the first time against the Bears. Did not get the 49ers in the end zone, but five scoring drives, five Robbie Gould field goals, and Garoppolo got a win as a starter for the first time as a 49er. How they stop him? Well, a lot of quick passing game from Garoppolo. So it's going to be key to tackle in space, which brings up one of the guys that I'm really excited about, and that's Zach Cunningham, number 41, the rookie, who I think has had a tremendous season right next to Bernardrick McKinney. We thought that B-Mac would have a great year. We thought that Zach would supplement he and Brian Cushing, but when Brian Cushing got hurt and then got the suspension, Zach had to step in, and from that day forward, Zach has been all that and a bag of chips. He's been fantastic this year. Number 41, keep an eye on him on the defensive side of the ball. He's exciting. He is a young player who is going to get better and better. And I love the future at linebacker for this team with everybody healthy. What you could have with Zach Cunningham and Bernardrick McKinney, two former SEC players who have meant a lot to this team and had to start as rookies and really kind of fought through different things throughout the year. But later in the year, you saw with Bernardrick, man, he made some big plays late in the year, especially at Indianapolis 2015. You see Zach making some of those similar plays. On the offensive side of the ball, got to watch, I think, is Steven Anderson, number 89. Had his best game last week against Tennessee. Had a heck of a ball game, made the 4th-and-19 catch, had the touchdown. Steven Anderson has really come into his own, I think. And unfortunately, it's because there have been no other tight ends. Steven's the only tight end, and really, in the grand scheme of things, Steven's probably a wide receiver, let's be honest. But he's made catches throughout. He's blocked pretty well, actually, as a tight end. But having a couple of tight ends now active, Mykole Pruitt, number 85, comes up from the practice squad, so we'll see what he adds. But number 89, Steven Anderson, has definitely taken that next step. And if he ends up four games, has three or four catches a game, you're talking about a guy that has 40 catches or so on the year. He's got 22 right now. That's a really solid year for a guy in Steven Anderson that I think will get better and better in due time. So there's a couple guys to watch, and hopefully the Texans win on Sunday on Battle Red Day at NRG Stadium. Get on here. We're going to feature tailgating all day. Get out to the tailgates. Have fun, but then get your butt in the seat and enjoy the game on Sunday. Thanks so much for watching.